Save up to $3,500 with cash purchase. Just ask the Kubota experts at your destination for Kubota. Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Mark the dates on your calendar for the Kubota Orange Day Sales Event of the Year, April 11th from 8 to 5, and the 12th from 8 till noon. Daughter Equipment, your destination for Kubota. 0% APR financing now through 6/30/2025. See Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org.
Light Cummings Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Light Cummings Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Light Cummings Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Light Cummings Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Light Cummings Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Light Cummings Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
The Foxy Knowledge. Get up and get going.
And we are off and running on a thrilling Thursday edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We are geezy-less on this Thursday morning. He has just gone AWOL. Well, no, it was an excused absence. Actually, Mr. Geezy will be back with us tomorrow, and so yours truly, somewhat trepidatiously, I'm not sure that's a word, trepidly, perhaps, would be the word, venturing solo on this penultimate day of the work week. Here are the five things you need to know today. Number five, folks, it is true. We have dreamed about it. We have talked about it. An anxious nation has awaited for lo these many years. And now it is here. I am, of course, talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken toothpaste. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard me right. It has now hit the market. KFC's chicken-flavored toothpaste. Now, the bad news, it's already sold out. Because obviously, we've been craving this for so many years.
There are multiple versions of this story all over the place. Let's start with the fact that it is a pricey toothpaste, even by today's pricey standards. I would call this high-end in terms of the pricing, high-end toothpaste. It is $13 for a tube of the Kentucky Fried Chicken chicken-flavored toothpaste. KFC teaming up with Australian oral care brand His Smile to launch what is called in this story a bizarre product. I think it's just a common sense product. Fried chicken flavored toothpaste. I don't know that this is going to help those of us who are trying to prevent the kiddos from eating said toothpaste. This might make it a little more challenging in that regard. Perhaps not for the kiddos. Adults only. Fried chicken toothpaste. From the story, and I, News Bites. I don't know if they had the original story. It looks like yes. This is a News Bites story. B-Y-T-E-S. From the News Bites app. And again, this story is all over the place here today because who can get enough of this story? Couple of things about it. It is, according to the story, inspired. And is there really any other word you could use for Kentucky Fried Chicken toothpaste than an inspired concept? It was inspired by KFC's iconic recipe of 11 herbs and spices. If it's good enough for chicken, it's good enough for your toothpaste. The brand promises an irresistible experience that replicates the feeling of enjoying a hot, juicy piece of KFC chicken. And, folks, the only thing missing here, am I right? You want to brush your teeth with the KFC toothpaste and then rinse it out with a little bit of that beer-flavored mouthwash. Who's with me? Anybody? Hello? Is this the song? $13, again, is the cost of the toothpaste. It sold out. The initial run sold out within 2 days. That's like 48 hours or something. Well, according to the story. I don't know if they sat down and really did the computation on it, but I'll take their word for it. Now, here is the added good news. Despite what could be termed by some of you ne'er-do-wells as an unusual flavor, a lot of you are like, hey, I like my minty toothpaste. You fried chicken toothpaste snobs. Despite the weird taste, again, this is according to the article, weird taste, the product has very real, they say, practical benefits. The toothpaste is fluoride-free and promises long-lasting oral health benefits. His Smile, the company that teamed with KFC, has also branded an electric toothbrush from KFC and His Smile. The toothbrush comes with three dynamic cleaning modes, the soft tapered bristles, and a built-in timer for maximum use. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it has finally happened. Our dreams are coming true. Kentucky Fried Chicken flavored toothpaste. It has arrived. It's true. It is here. All right. Fourth on the list of things you need to know today, Well, the tariff strategy took quite a turn, did it not? And the reactions, as you might expect, all over the place. And if you did not hear the news yesterday, well, you might want to check your 401ks, and you might be a little more pleased as you look this morning than, let's say, if you looked yesterday morning. It was a good day for those in the stock market yesterday. The stories are all over the place here today. Trump, if you recall, told everybody when he imposed the tariffs, hey, sit tight, relax, don't retaliate, and you'll be rewarded. If you retaliate, it's not going to go well. Just hang in there. And a few days later, here we have it. He is suspending many of the tariffs, not all of the tariffs, not on all of the countries, not on all of the different items, but on a large number of countries and a large number of items. The tariffs now suspended for 90 days as they work out individual negotiations with the various countries and, in some cases, the industries, mostly the countries. And Donald Trump, flipping around, listening to the coverage, like to get different people's perspectives. Trump yesterday, I think it was yesterday morning, puts out a, I guess it's not a tweet, whatever you call a tweet on Truth Social, but it says, you know, this might be a good time to buy. Before announcing the suspension of the tariffs for 90 days, again, on a large number of countries and products. And there are accusations by some, well, this is insider trading. Many in both parties happy with the news and the decision, and a lot of talk about whether this is just well-planned brilliance, which is what Trump's team is arguing, or whether this is just, well, he had to capitulate because this was turning into a disaster. I will say, I think the way this is going to turn out, if this was just, man, I'm flying by the seat of my pants, this is going to turn out amazingly fortunate for Donald Trump. Now, I happen to be more in the camp that I think this was part of the plan. I think it's why he was saying what he was saying at the time the tariffs were imposed. And I think once again, while his critics are, boy, this buffoon, this stupid idiot, he's going to leave. That's Great Depression, too. He doesn't know what he's doing. And no, I think it's much more likely, yep, he did know, knew all along. Stocks came roaring back yesterday. Very, very good day on Wall Street. And again, we'll see. There's a lot of moving parts, as there has been really since he won the election, even before he got into office. There's been a lot of moving parts and a lot of tumult, and some would call it chaos. Nobody knows exactly how all of this is going to play out just yet. But I think it's clear he has a plan. He's executing it. And no question, there's some risks involved here with all of the different elements of it. But I think we have a president here who is willing to take those risks, realizes that we are at a point with our economy and with the world stage being what it is right now, that something had to change, and it had to be dramatic. It had to be significant, if not dramatic, significant. We can't keep trying to play along the edges and, well, we'll see if maybe we can remove one little piece here and see if that might make a difference. Oh, no, it didn't. Well, we'll try this next thing in a couple of years after a lot of deliberation and additional costs considering the move. And that's the way this has been operating for decades. And we just, we can't afford it. So, like, literally can't afford it. So, we will continue to follow the stock market, continue to follow all of the different elements here of the tariff strategy and the results from that strategy. But, boy, in the moment, it is looking like Donald Trump is going to come out smelling like a rose here. Now, again, a lot of work, and Trump would be the first to tell you, a lot of work to be done. This is not the end of the moves yesterday. And there's a lot of difficult work ahead. And, you know, starting with that big, beautiful bill and whether or not we'll get a vote on that today is our next thing that you have to know. There is infighting, shocking though it may be. There is infighting in the Republican Party on the budget. The budget vote canceled again yesterday, could occur today. There are, again, a lot of moving parts here. And let me read, again, there's a bunch of stories out here. Again, we'll see how this plays out. House Republicans are in, this is a Fox News story, by the way. So, you know, presumptively, clearly on the side of Republicans. Fox News, the first paragraph of this story, House Republicans are in disarray ahead of an expected Wednesday afternoon vote. This is yesterday's story. To advance the Senate's version of a massive bill advancing President Donald Trump's agenda. Now, again, they did not vote yesterday. Whether or not the vote will occur today, we'll see. Not looking especially promising, but there's going to be a lot of discussions. A lot of wheeling and dealing, I suspect, behind the scenes. And we will see whether or not we get that vote today. We could get a vote today, or this thing could be pushed back another day. There is, again, a lot going on here, a lot of different people with a lot of different interests. At the end of the day, one way or another, this is an opinion now from yours truly, the Republicans have to figure out a way to get this thing through and get the tax cuts in place. Just absolutely imperative right now for the House to do that and to provide some sense of stability and just a little less unease about what the future, the immediate future anyway, is going to look like for taxpayers, for the quote-unquote everyday citizens in this country. But with the 90-day pause on tariffs, if they get this big, beautiful bill through, I think you're going to see a lot of people, not the extreme partisans on the left side of the aisle, but I think you're going to see a lot of people buy into the idea that there is a lot of momentum now, in a good way, for the GOP and the Trump agenda. But, again, as with everything, you got to see it. You got to get it done, and it has to have the impact that folks that are pushing for it are expecting it to have, which I think it will, if and I think when it does get passed. But, again, a lot of work to be done. And part of it is just the old cliche of don't let perfect be the enemy of good. I think there are some people on the Republican side of the aisle that want it all perfect right now. And I think what we have is a big push in the right direction, and we ought to roll with it. Again, my opinion, ought to roll with it and then go back and in the future try to perfect the things that we feel need to be perfected or improved. Now, I think this is such a huge step in the right direction that it's kind of silly, to be honest with you, my opinion, to be opposing it at this point. All right, the next thing you need to know, the United States and Russia did make a prisoner swap. It frees a woman that was jailed over a $100 donation to Ukraine through, she's a dual citizen of Russia and the United States. And so she was jailed for treason, for supporting, and I think it was actually the donation was made to a company on behalf that was supporting Ukraine. So a U.S. company that was supporting Ukraine, if I have the story right. So she had been arrested, I believe it was just over a year ago, February of 2024, and was convicted of treason. And it was, again, actually a $52 donation. Sorry, I have the details here now. $52 donation to a charity that was aiding Ukraine. Russia's Federal Security Service said the dual Russian-German citizen who is being released as part of the swap was arrested in Cyprus in August of 2023 at the request of the United States on charges of smuggling sensitive microelectronics to Russia. He was extradited to the U.S. a year later. So those two are being swapped in a prisoner exchange, giving both of them freedom. And the number one thing you need to know this morning, tonight is the night. History will be made as Penn State hockey will take part in the Frozen Four for the first time in program history. Game will be in St. Louis. We'll have it for you live here on Sports Radio 98.7, and we will have many more details on that game and the rest of sports coming up after a short commercial timeout this morning. You, being the smart listener you are locked in to a little show we like to call Let's Talk. On a station we like to call Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We appreciate that. And a complete check of sports is coming up.
The Fox. This is The Fox. Get the feeling. Whoa. This is The Fox.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
Like Cummings Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Like Cummings Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Like Cummings Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
The Center Hall Farm Store is ready to meet all of your feed needs. Whether you're feeding livestock, pets, wildlife, or birds, stop in and let the Center Hall Farm Store provide the best food options for the animals in your life. And with winter coming, now is the time to stock up on wood pellets from the Center Hall Farm Store. Check them out in person at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or online at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. 110 Allison Street in Center Hall.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCutcheon has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
Let's talk here, and history will be made. Tonight for the Penn State hockey program, the Nittany Lions will be playing in the Frozen Four. It'll be their first appearance in program history, and always special with anything that you're looking to achieve in life. That first time is always going to be memorable and always going to be special. So, very memorable moment tonight will occur at 8:30. or very shortly thereafter in St. Louis, as Penn State will take on Boston University in the NCAA semifinals. Again, the game scheduled to get underway at 8:30. The first semifinal will have Denver playing Western Michigan at 5 o'clock. Now, we will have live coverage of the Frozen Four starting at 4:45 this afternoon right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Now, tonight's game will be the first ever meeting between the Terriers and the Nittany Lions. Penn State, of course, again, making its first ever appearance in the Frozen Four. For Boston, though, this will be a third straight Frozen Four appearance. Boston in the national semifinals again, despite the program's ability to get back here time and time again. A lot of the players, this will be their first time. It is a really young Boston team. It's a pretty young Penn State team. Penn State ranked as the 15th youngest team in Division I hockey. Boston, though, has the third youngest roster in all of D1 hockey. So might see these two teams again next year. Who knows? A lot of things, obviously, that go in to being able to get to the Frozen Four. But should be a great game. Boston, by the way, has been installed as a 1.5-goal favorite going into the contest tonight. So Penn State, which has embraced the underdog role since really December, after getting off to that 0-8-1 start in Big Ten play, Penn State has embraced the underdog status and has rolled its way all the way now to the Frozen Four. Winner of tonight's games, again, Western Michigan and Denver will square off at 5, and then Penn State and Boston U at 8:30. Winners will meet on Saturday night at 7:30 in St. Louis, and we'll have, again, all of tonight's action for you here, starting at 4:45 on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And then if Penn State is playing in the championship game, or should I more accurately say when Penn State plays in the national championship game on Saturday night, we will have that contest for you as well right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. By the way, if something crazy happens and Penn State does not advance to the championship game, we will not have that game for you because of our obligations with the Pittsburgh Pirates. So we will forego our Pirates duties. If Penn State is playing for the national title, then we will not have the Pirates game at the Reds for you. If Penn State loses tonight, we will have the Pirates and the Reds instead on Saturday with that coverage starting at 6:15. If Penn State is in that championship game, our coverage on Saturday night will start at 7:15. Obviously, we will go over all of this again tomorrow morning once we know what all has occurred tonight. Madison Seidel hit a couple of home runs and drove in 6 to lead the Penn State softball team to a 15-3 rout of St. Francis last night. Jenna Nelson had also homered for Penn State. Nittany Lions improving to 19-18 on the season with their 5th straight victory. Penn State will be back in conference action tomorrow, continuing the homestand, hosting Ohio State in a 5 o'clock start at Nittany Lions Softball Park and Beard Field. The teams are also scheduled to play at 2 p.m. Saturday and at noon on Sunday, and we'll just see how well Mother Nature cooperates with that weekend series. High school softball yesterday, State College belted 4 home runs, but they were all solo shots, and the Little Lions lost to undefeated Cumberland Valley 9-4. The long balls were registered by M.J. McShay, Jess Hawbaker, Sydney Wells, and Addie Harbster. Stayed high. We'll visit Bellefonte on Saturday at 10 a.m. as the Little Lions are now 2-2 on the young season. State College baseball team held to 5 hits in an 8-2 loss at Cumberland Valley yesterday. The Little Lions slipping to 2-3 now on the year. State High will visit Punxsutawney tomorrow. The Bellefonte baseball team shut out St. Mary's yesterday by a final of 8-0. The Red Raiders improving to 2-4 on the year. Parker Caparelli went 2-for-4 with 3 RBI to lead the Red Raiders offense. Zach Lehman tossed 5 innings of 3-hit ball after Peyton Vankus threw a couple of no-hit innings to start the victory for Bellefonte. Penns Valley baseball team dropping an 11-1 decision to Somerset yesterday. The Rams are now 0-9 and will host Moshannon Valley this afternoon at 4:30. Penns Valley softball team picking up a 7-0 win over Somerset behind 7 shutout innings from Taylor Bumgardner. Bumgardner recorded 12 strikeouts and scattered 6 hits. Sydney Dalton went 2-for-4 with 2 RBI to lead the offensive attack. Penns Valley now 3-1 on the year. Big game coming up on Monday as the Rams will host Bald Eagle Area. Penn State men's track and field athlete Handel Robin has been named the Big Ten Men's Track Athlete of the Week. Conference making that announcement yesterday. Robin clocking in at 145.16 in the 800-meter race last weekend at the Florida Relays. That time currently ranks as the top time in the Big Ten and the second best in the NCAA so far this outdoor season. It was also the second best time ever recorded by a Penn State 800-meter runner. Penn State returning to action this weekend. Split competition. Some will be at the Duke Invitational Thursday through Saturday. Some will be at the Bison Outdoor Classic on Saturday and Sunday at Bucknell. The Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals played 11 innings of scoreless baseball before both teams got a run on the board in the 12th. And then it was Joey Bart giving the Buccos the walk-off win in the 13th with an RBI single as Pittsburgh wins the game 2-1 and the Pirates win their first series of the season. Good job, Buccos. The Pirates improving to 5-8 on the season. Mitch Keller throwing 7 1/3 scoreless innings. He was magnificent yesterday. Recorded 6 strikeouts and just, was on top of his game. Pittsburgh has today off and then will open a series against the Reds in Cincinnati tomorrow evening at 6:40. We will definitively have that game for you at 6:15 tomorrow here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We'll also have Sunday's game for you. And again, we'll let you know tomorrow for sure the plan regarding Saturday's game of that series. Philadelphia Phillies, meanwhile, evened their series against the Braves in Atlanta last night with a hard-fought 4-3 win. Trey Turner hit a tie-breaking home run in the top of the 9th to lift the Phillies to the victory. Jose Alvarado recorded the final 4 outs to pick up the win. Bryce Harper also belted a 2-run homer in the 7th for the Phillies. A big win, and now they will play the rubber game of that series in Atlanta tonight at 7:15. It was a wild third period. I think we could fairly say that. Between the Flyers and the Islanders last night, the game was 2-2 going into the third period. The game ended 8-5 in Philadelphia's favor. The Flyers get the win. Tyson Forster recording the hat trick for Philadelphia. Alexei Kolosov recorded 24 saves. The rookie getting the win in goal. Philadelphia outscoring the Rangers. Again, if you do the math there, it was 6-3. Philadelphia outscored New York in that final period for the victory. Philadelphia will be back in action on Saturday afternoon, hosting the Islanders. Pittsburgh Penguins will visit the Devils tomorrow. The Pens can get back to the 500 mark for the season by winning the final three games of the year. I guess it would be, you know, something. Penn State women's volleyball played an exhibition match, spring exhibition match, against Pitt last night at Rec Hall. Actually, a very good match, back and forth. Pitt showed some resolve, got the victory in five sets. Penn State won the opening set, and the Nittany Lions actually had a 9-3 lead in the decisive fifth set before Pitt ultimately prevailed. Again, exhibition match. Both teams, both programs on very good footing right now. And figuring to be among the top contenders in the upcoming season. Of course, Penn State replacing a lot of talent, but Penn State also has a lot of talent. Again, a very entertaining match. Pitt ultimately wins it 3-2 in the exhibition event last night. And, of course, the big news nationally in the world of sports is the Masters gets underway today, is now underway in Augusta, Georgia, at Augusta National. A lot of fun with the par three yesterday. If you had a chance to watch or at least see some of the highlights of that with the kiddos out there and some of the if you saw Rory McIlroy has a his daughter is 4 years old, and she made, I mean, a putt that these guys playing over the next 4 days would kill to have in their hip pocket. It was, I mean, truly just an amazing putt. And she, everybody is going crazy as the putt drops. Again, she's 4 years old, and she's just standing there watching, and she's like, okay, can we go get something to eat? I'm ready for my snack time. Like, she was not at all impressed with her own feet. It was just an absolutely incredible putt. And again, if you get a chance, just you could Google Rory McIlroy's daughter makes putt or something to that effect, and you'll be able to see it. But I think it was Joe Rahm was playing with Rory, and Rahm's going crazy. Rory's like, oh, unbelievable, the crowd is going bonkers. This little four-year-old daughter is like, all right, Dad, can I get a hug? I'm ready to move on. She just was not overly impressed with herself in the moment. It was pretty cool. A lot of really cool moments yesterday, spectacular shots and holes in one and all of that. That par three event has just become a ton of fun to watch. So, Masters now officially underway, got underway, about an hour ago, down at Augusta National. And, of course, first round play will continue throughout the afternoon. Again, a few programming notes. We'll give you a Masters update during the Goon and Ironhead show. You'll get updates throughout the day. I have no doubt Joe Lednoski, Dan Patrick, after our show, will both be providing some updates on what is happening at the golf course today. We'll also provide the updates on the Goon and Ironhead show this afternoon from 2 to 4 at Quaker Steak and Lube. We will have Joe Bautista coming up, the godfather, if you will, of the Penn State hockey program. Joe Bob is actually going to be joining us. I'll let him tell you. He has a pretty big weekend coming up. I'm not going to take away his thunder. I'll let him explain where he is calling from and what he is preparing to do over the course of the next few days. But we'll talk with Joe Baugh coming up at 9 o'clock this morning because of the event he has coming up. He'll be with us right until 9:30, so we'll probably just kind of roll through, and then we'll have to make up some breaks there between 9:30 and 10. But I think we're just going to kind of roll through for that first half hour in the 9 o'clock hour with Joe Bautista. Again, he'll be joining us via the phone line here at 9 o'clock, and probably touch on some other issues, but obviously primarily talking about the significance of this matchup tonight for the Penn State hockey team against Boston University, and just kind of what it means. Big picture stuff here for the Penn State hockey program. And then tonight, we will have live coverage of the Frozen Four for you right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Again, our coverage will begin at 4:45. That is when we will join Westwood One for the coverage of the Denver versus Western Michigan game. That is the first contest tonight out at St. Louis. And then Penn State and Boston University at 8:30. We'll have live coverage of that game for you as well here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And then again, if Penn State wins, we will have the championship game for you Saturday night at 7:30. Airtime will be 7:15. And if Penn State inexplicably somehow loses the game tonight, we will have Pirates baseball on Saturday night and forego that championship game in college hockey. So just a little preview of some of the things coming up here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Throw in one other programming note. If you are a Jed Donahue fan, as I am, you've noticed that Jed has not been on our airwaves the last couple of weeks. He's been dealing with some pretty significant health issues. The good news is he, and now we, are expecting that he will return to the airwaves here on Saturday morning from 8 a.m. till noon with his traditional Saturday show, and then is now expecting to be back in the saddle next week for his normally scheduled 4 to 6 program weekdays here. So, again, if you are a Jed fan, we believe now we'll be back Saturday morning, and then we'll be back in his normal weekday spot from 4 to 6, and very much looking forward to welcoming him back to the airwaves here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. All right, with that, we will take a break. Again, we're Geezy List today, so you can get your phone calls in the next segment before we talk with Joe Bautista in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll take your calls when we come back. This is Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Oh, I forgot, we have the little bump. Let's go right into the break. See, this is why we need Scott. We're Geezy List, and I'm a lost ship out at sea. Again, Frozen Four hockey rolls your way tonight at 4:45. Well, this afternoon, I guess, at 4:45. Penn State game tonight at 8:30. And Joe Bautista joins us at 9 o'clock. All right, now we're coming back after this.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
It's the Kubota Orange Day sales event at Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Friday, April 11th, 8 to 5. Saturday, April 12th from 8 till noon, test drive equipment. Get the best deals of the season. Get 10% off all in-stock parts along with door prizes and giveaways. And do not forget the pancake breakfast from 8 to 11 both days. The Kubota Orange Day sales event features zero down, 0% APR for 84 months on select Kubota models. On some models, you can save up to $3,500 with cash purchase. Just ask the Kubota experts at your destination for Kubota. Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Mark the dates on your calendar for the Kubota Orange Day sales event of the year, April 11th from 8 to 5 and the 12th from 8 till noon. Daughter Equipment, your destination for Kubota. 0% APR financing now through 6/30/2025. See Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 or go to KubotaUSA.com. For more information,
your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring, we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball with the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area. You can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming seasons. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys, 98.7 The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning, and I'll take today's weather, all things considered. Boy, it was chilly yesterday. I know Scott was doing the PA for the Penn State softball game. Nittany Lions beating St. Francis last night. I had the good fortune to do the State College softball game. A lot of home runs. Four for State High. Now I'm forgetting, it was either two or three for Cumberland Valley in the contest. But Cumberland Valley ultimately went to Cumberland Valley, has a really, really good team. State High has a good squad for sure, but that Cumberland Valley team, they've got something special going on with that that team this season. But, man, it was chilly yesterday. And that wind, it's always the wind that gets you, but man, that wind is just, it's nasty is what it is. Again, phone line is open. We have just, probably 8 minutes here that, we can take your calls, 814-954-7266. If you want to weigh in on, well, just about anything going on out there. At some point, I think over the course of the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk a little more about the Penn State Board of Trustees elections. I think we're going to have, we're going to open it up. Hopefully, we'll have all of the candidates for the alumni seats on the show at one point or another, but we have a couple that I think we will get scheduled here. A lot of discussion going on about the makeup of the board, about the decisions of the board, and it is going to be interesting to see how, if there are changes, what those changes are and how they go about being made, here in the coming months and years. A lot of different components to the board and to the elections there. And again, we'll be talking much more about the Penn State Board of Trustees alumni elections coming up here over the next week or two. One other sports note that we missed. Denver Nuggets are basically rehauling their entire organization. And Calvin Booth, the former Penn State setter, has been the general manager of the Denver Nuggets. But they are, I guess technically he's not getting fired. They're just not renewing the contract. So, I mean, you call it what you want. He's not going to be the GM there any longer. He was promoted back in 2020 to the general manager position after he had been in the assistant general manager's position for about 3 years. But, again, that announcement came earlier in the week, and so suspect Calvin Booth will catch on somewhere with somebody in the pretty near future, but he will not be with the Denver Nuggets next season. A couple of other just local news and notes types of things that just wanted to touch on. Of course, the Blue-White game is coming up on Saturday, April 26th. It's interesting. Goon and I, well, interesting to us. You might not find this that interesting, but Goon and I are both, we're heading to an event that we attend. Well, I now attend each year. I think he's been attending this for over a decade now. This will be my second time going down to help out with a charity event down in Florida. And through the Dear Goon and a mutual good friend, I'm involved now as helping to emcee the event down there. And so neither of us will be here for the Blue-White game. And that's just going to be a little weird for us. But also, the just want to remind folks that the Special Olympics 2 Mile Family Fun Run will then occur on Sunday, April 27th, the day after. And this has become a very neat event, I think, for local folks and even just folks that come in for the weekend, because this fun run ends, of course, at Beaver Stadium, like in the stadium. You get to go right into the stadium and onto the field, and that's a pretty cool thing for families to be able to experience. So that Special Olympics of Pennsylvania Family Fun Run, it's a 2 mile course, and that'll be at 11 a.m. on Sunday, April 27th. And they say they are expecting over 3,500 folks to participate. You can run or walk the event. You do not need, obviously, to be a trained runner to participate in this one. There is a 5K run that also will occur on that Sunday morning. And again, the runs or walks, whatever you do, conclude inside Beaver Stadium at the 50-yard line. Proceeds from the event go to help support the Special Olympics of Pennsylvania Summer Games and the nearly 2,000 athletes that will participate in those games held each June on the Penn State campus. So should be a lot of fun. And if you've not had the chance to participate and you're wondering what that's all about, you can check it out. Again, that'll be on Sunday after the Blue-White game, April 27th. At 11 a.m. And if you've been there before, you probably are already looking forward to returning and participating once again. So that, again, will be coming up the Sunday after the Blue-White game. Locally here, I've had a couple of people reach out and just express opinions on the proposed budget for the State College Area School District in the upcoming year, the 2025-2026 academic year and fiscal year, there is a 4% real estate tax increase that is in the proposed budget. And as we have talked about, I, like many, not a fan of the real estate tax being what we use to fund the schools. I don't think that is a good way to go about it, but it is what we have now. I do think with all of the different moving parts that are out there right now, it is virtually inevitable that you're going to see some taxes with some local entities go up. There's virtually no way around that. Now, what you are hoping, if you're like me, is that the increase in local taxes, where you can see at least whether or not you're getting what you're paying for, and I think there's better tabs on the... there may be some fraud here and there. I'm not talking within the State College School District. Don't anybody misinterpret what I'm saying. Generally speaking, do I think there is probably some waste and some fraud with local taxes? Yes. Do I think it is anywhere near what we have seen occur and what we have learned about through DOGE and the federal level? No. And in large part, it's because we have local people that are keeping tabs on this stuff to a much better degree than the folks who are in it for their own little greedy, selfish reasons, my opinion, at the federal level. So again, not thrilled about it, but also completely understand it. And speaking for myself, 4% can live with it. All right, Joe Battista is going to be joining us when we come back as we continue. It is our Thursday edition of Let's Talk. Again, we are Geezy-less. Scott will be back with us tomorrow morning, and we will launch the three-day party weekend. At that time, we will have Joe Battista when we come back after this commercial timeout.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan via email at foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. That's foxsportshappyvalley@gmail.com. Join us here at 98.7 The Fox.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
The Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org. your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball. With the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area, you can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Like Cummings Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Like Cummings Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Like Cummings Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox. Tell you what we have in play here. We have a Thursday morning in play on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Let's Talk. Your old pal Ironhead flying solo this morning. Scott Giese will be back with us tomorrow, taking care of some family business today. And he may be a little sore. It involves moving some heavier stuff around. So we'll wish Scott and everybody involved there the best of luck. And again, Scott will be back with us tomorrow morning. In the meantime, we are thrilled to be joined for the next 25 minutes or so by Joe Batista. Joe, I have dubbed you the godfather of Penn State hockey. Good morning, sir. It is nice to talk with you.
It's always good to talk to you, my friend. And, thank you so much for bringing wrestling to those of us who have moved to the South. And, I sit there and listen to you, and it's like I can see things as they're happening. And then, of course, we turn the TV volume down and listen to you.
Well, I will tell you, I appreciate that, and I obviously love doing it. And before we get into some of the other stuff, though, I don't know that there is a better hockey broadcaster in the country than Brian Tripp.
And, boy, awesome.
what he brings to that broadcast for the Penn State hockey team is pretty doggone special in its own right.
And you know what? I'd hate to lose Brian because he does do such a good job with Penn State, but that's a young man that deserves a shot at the next level.
Could not agree more.
He's such a good person too.
He is. No, an amazing talent the whole way around. All right, Joe. I teased a little bit that you're going to be joining us by phone, and you're getting ready for a big event. Before we get into hockey, I didn't want to steal your thunder. I want you to tell us what you're getting ready for, and you know what the hopes are here for the next few days.
Well, this is as you get older, you regress back to childhood, and I've excelled at that. I came down here thinking I'd be playing golf in South Carolina and pickleball and tennis and, going to the beach, and you know, lo and behold, 2 years ago, a neighbor of mine who's actually an Illinois grad, talked me into playing softball. I didn't even own a glove. And now it's like it dominates my life. And I'm playing on a travel senior 60-year-old softball team, and we won the world tournament down in Tampa last February. And I'm telling you, Jeff, the rings that we got for winning that are twice the size of anything I ever got.
I love it.
It's almost comical, but I will say in seriousness, it's so much fun being back on a team,
yeah,
you know, with the guys. Our best player is actually the former Division I basketball coach, Randy Ray, at Weber State. Sent 8 or 9 guys into the NBA, and we just have an absolute ball. And, you know, our wives are with us. We go out to dinners and lunches and stuff and just have a good old time. And, you know, the craziness of this is our regular season games here in Sun City, they're on YouTube. Yeah, it's like, I can go back and watch my game, and I described to my friends one time, I made this game-winning diving play at second base, knocked the ball down, threw the guy up from my knees, and I went back to watch it, and I said, ooh, I don't know that I dove. It looks more like I tripped and fell.
unfortunately,
we're having a blast. And, you know, we're going up to Columbia, South Carolina tomorrow to play in the Southeastern Regional. So this is like a reset. We have to qualify to get to next February's World Tournament. So that's where I'll be tomorrow and Saturday, unless if we make it to the championship game, there might be a part of me that wants to jump in the car and head on out to St. Louis.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. That is quite the dilemma you have for yourself there. That's pretty neat stuff. What position are you playing, Joe?
Left out. No, just kidding. I play third base. And, you know, when they first asked me to play on the travel team, I said, yeah, not from a guy got hurt. And, they didn't bother to tell me that we used unrestricted flight balls and high-tech bats in these senior tournaments. I get to the field, and I'm looking at all the other third basemen from the Minnesota Lumberjacks and the Texas Tornadoes and the Beltway Bandits. And these guys are wearing masks and shin guards and padded shirts, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? And at the end of the first game, I had 4 ice bags on me,
man,
from all the places. Because you get hit rockets at you. And then I went over to our manager, and I said, you know, now I know why you picked me for the team, because I'm expendable.
Oh, that's terrific. Joe, let's talk about I mean, I remember from the first time I met you, the vision here for Division I hockey and some of the things that could occur. What is this like for you to see this program be playing in the Frozen Four here this weekend?
Jeff, I couldn't be happier or more proud for Guy and the staff, and especially the players. I mean, I don't think the players will ever understand, you know, and maybe it'll take years for them to understand how much joy this has brought to so many of us that over the years have, you know, wanted to see this come to fruition. And, I think that I wasn't really ready. I didn't know how I was going to react. My wife and I, we just gotten back from a vacation. We went to see Chip and Joanna Gaines's Magnolia Farms in Waco, Texas. And,
wow,
you know, which actually was a terrific trip. And you know, so it was just me and her watching the game at home. And when that overtime goal was scored, oh my gosh, I leaped off the couch. So did my wife. We hugged each other. We're jumping up and down. I started crying. It was like all that pent up emotion from 50 years of this dream you know, it just like all came out in one moment. And I just, all I kept thinking about was, you know, the people over the years, because I'm kind of an unofficial historian of hockey at Penn State. And, you know, the first game was 1909, and then it went away in 1939, you know, became a varsity team, and then it went away. And then in 1971, you know, a freshman, Roy Scott, you know, and some of his buddies from there were hockey people. One of them, I got 3,000 signatures from students because there was an ice rink in the old Greenberg complex, but they didn't have boards up. It was just for, like, you know, skating and, you know, phys ed classes. And, you know, well, the next thing you know, Dean Scannell, you know, he said, all right, you know, they put the boards up in hockey in 1971, 72. Dr. Larry Hendry became the coach. Buddies of mine, Bill Charles and Reds Davidson and all these people. And I think of them, and I think that, wow, and I'm still in touch with those guys. I text every day with Roy Scott and Larry Hendry and Bill Charles, and we are just like little kids, giddy with enthusiasm and pride and joy. And then, you know, there's the guys I played with, and there's the guys that, you know, I coached. And I go back, and I've said to every one of them, you were a part of this. You played a role in this. I mean, yeah, you know, it's funny. There's an article, Jeff, in today's Post-Gazette, and I got a little umbrage with the writer because he's describing that 15 years ago, you know, there was no hockey at Penn State and, you know, this. And I'm like, oh, dude, you definitely didn't do your research. You know, and it's like, you know, because I think it's ironic that, you know, they beat UConn. We played UConn in 1999. That it was their first year of Division One, but they'd scheduled us as an exhibition game, figuring, okay, you know, we got this name school, Penn State, coming in. We'll have a good crowd. We beat them 6-1. You know, that was in 1999. C.J. Patrick, Craig Patrick of the, you know, GM of the Penguins, yep, you know, assistant coach of the 80 Olympics team, his son, he absolutely drilled this guy on, like, the second shift of the game. The guy's face mask was bent, and that was it. Like, we scored four goals. Alon Eisenman had a hat trick. You know, we just, and so I say to people all the time, you know, yes, we did have hockey, and we were the best varsity team that wasn't.
Yeah.
And my final year there in 2005-06, we went to Pittsburgh. We played Robert Morse's Division One team, and we beat them 3-2 in their building. So when I hear people say there was no hockey, I get a little bit, you know, my dander gets up. But other than that, you know, when it's all said and done, we know none of this happens today without Terry and Kim Pegula's incredible gift.
Yeah, and Joe, I want to talk about that because, you know, obviously with wrestling, Ira Lubert is the guy behind the scenes that has made a lot of things happen for that program, and certainly Terry Pegula, Joe, you know, let's just start. Greenberg became a really great venue, and the energy in that place was phenomenal. It really was.
Yes.
But, Joe, what is happening now with that roar zone at Pegula, and we saw it kind of transfer over into Allentown for the regionals. I mean, this is next-level stuff, and it really, again, to me, it started with your vision, and then, but Terry Pegula being willing to step up the way he did and provide that facility for this program, obviously has a ton to do, everything to do with what we're seeing that's going to occur here tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing because the first discussion that he and I ever had about this, he literally said, we were sitting in Kelly's having a steak dinner, and he said, why aren't we playing the Minnesotas, Michigans, and ready for this, Boston Universities of the world?
Oh, I love it.
And and you know, of course, I said, we don't have the facility, we don't have scholarships, you know, we don't have the budget, you know, there's Title IX issues, you know, and he said, well, what's it going to take? And I said, this was 2005, and I kind of said, okay, well, this is going to end the conversation. I said, $50 million, and he leans back, kind of scratches his chin and says, I can help you with that. You know, okay. So, you know, I got together with Rod Kirsch from Alumni Development, Tim Curley, you know, eventually with President Spanier. And people forget, you know, that first conversation was 2005. The gift didn't happen until, you know, 2010.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different God incidents, and because after we had toured a couple of arenas with Terry and with Dr. Spanier and, you know, the bunch of people from OPP, and we, he said, when we saw Mariucci Arena in Minnesota, he said, that's it, I'm ready to do this, I don't need to see any more arenas. But a couple of us still went to Agganis Arena, which is Boston University's home arena, and we got a tour of their arena by none other than Mike Arruzzioni, the captain of the 1980 Olympic team, who was an associate AD there. He gives us the tour, and as we end the tour, I shake his hand. I said, Mike, I can't thank you enough. We're hoping for our own miracle on ice, because we hope to hear from Terry Pegula any day now. I start walking Marv Bevin from OPP and I, and we go walking across Commonwealth Avenue at the BU campus, and halfway across, I get a text from Terry that says, just signed agreement, great day for hockey in Happy Valley, and I just start bawling. And, you know, it was like I'm standing in the middle of where the train, I think it's called the MT or whatever, and, you know, it was like Boston Mass Transit or whatever, and Mark Bevin said, Joe, that's great, but if you don't move, we're going to get run over. So we went and had lunch, and that was August the 25th. When Terry did that, and then the public announcement came on September 17th, and I've been smiling ear to ear ever since.
Joe, a couple of things I want to touch on. Just start with Guy Gadowski and what what he has done and what he has meant to this program. I'm not sure they could have come up with a better fit for what you would want in a hockey program in terms of the toughness, but also, you know, the community outreach, that the whole bit. It just seems like Guy from day one was the right fit, and obviously I know he is taking a lot of pride in what this team and these kids have been able to accomplish on behalf of everybody we're talking about and a whole host of others.
Well, and you know, Guy does that. He deflects the credit to others around him. You know, we interviewed some high profile coaches, and you know, when it was Guy's turn, when we had him on campus, you know, we ended up talking about what it was going to take to run this type of a program. And, you know, we needed a guy, you know, there were the other people that we interviewed, we'd have won the press conference, right? But Guy was the perfect fit because he understood what these other guys didn't, and that was, you were going to need to build this, but you're going to take your lumps. Those first couple years, you were going to get beat up,
yeah,
especially in the Big Ten, right? And he needed to understand that, you know, what was going to happen was, you know, you couldn't give out all 18 scholarships that first year, right?
Right.
And so when I was done interviewing him at Penn State, I called Terry up and I said, Terry, you have got to meet Guy. All right, he's going to blow you away. Well, it just happened that the Sabres were playing the Flyers in Philadelphia, and Terry said, well, you know, I got tickets for the game. Why don't you guys drive down here? I'll meet him down there. So we did. We drove separately because Guy had driven up from Princeton, and we get there, Guy goes to the front of the suite, and he sits with Terry and Kim. I'm standing in the back, you know, pacing, you know, anxiously. And about a half hour into that conversation, Kim walks up, says, "Guy's our guy." And I was like, wow, this is great. And you know, he had built programs at Alaska Fairbanks, which nobody wanted to go to that job, and he took them to the NCAA tournament. Yeah. He goes to Princeton. He takes them to within just a few seconds of making it to the Frozen Four back in the early 2000s. And all I thought was, if this guy can recruit that kind of talent, academic and athletic talent at Princeton, well, he's certainly going to be good for Penn State. And it was his passion, his energy. You know, I still get a kick out of the fact that, you know, certain times he takes that tooth out. he's got that old hockey grit, you know. But he's just, again, it's got a lot to do with his coaching. It's got way more to do with his demeanor, his passion. He's a first-class guy, and as I said, he always deflects credit to other people, and that's kind of the Penn State way.
Again, we're talking with Joe Bautista, ahead of the Penn State hockey team's Frozen Four appearance against Boston University tonight. 8:30 will be the start time, and again, we'll have the game for you live here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox tonight. Joe, talk to me a little bit about, I guess, Guy's role, but also this team being able to pull together after the fall semester that it had, the 0-8-1 start in Big Ten play, because I do think that adds to the level of appreciation here for this moment, that it comes in a season that started the way this one did and now is going to end potentially with a national title at the very least, with the first ever Frozen Four appearance. But I think that is a testament, again, to this team for sure, but also to Guy Gadowski. And, you know, I'm not sure there's a lot of coaches or many teams that could put together what this team did after the start that it had going into January.
It's remarkable. I don't care, you know, what sport, you know, what level, to turn things around the way they did. And I still remember I got to go to a couple games, you know, went right when they started to turn things around, and then we were there for alumni weekend in January, and you could just see it in the players, right? You know, Penn State, I think right now we have like maybe two guys that are NHL draft picks. Boston University has like 10 or 11, all right? And, you know, people would say, oh, well, talent, you know, BU's going to, you know, and Michigan State and Ohio State and Minnesota and all these Big Ten teams that Notre Dame, that Penn State had to beat in that second semester. But these, it's just a great story. You watch how these guys came alive. You know, they certainly have, you know, gotten behind their goalie, Sergeyev. I mean, you know, that's an amazing story in and of itself, you know, because he transferred from UConn to Penn State. But you could just see everything turn around. And then, you know, because Mike Messner, who played for me at Penn State, you know, played on our first club national championship that I coached, he's the video guy, and he does the hockey story and stuff. So you get to see those clips of what it looks like in the locker room. And these guys, this is synergy at its best. You know, they, as collective, as a group, they have found a way. And that's, you know, again, Guy doesn't like taking credit, but him, his staff, you know, everybody, that room, they believe. They just believe. And as a coach, you always said there's two things you give me at the beginning of any season. I want leadership and team chemistry, and great things can happen. And, you know, I'm looking at that. And then, Jeff, a point of pride for me is the number of Western Pennsylvania kids that are on the team.
Yeah.
You know, my first job out of Penn State was working for the Pittsburgh Penguins as amateur hockey director. And Jeff Martha, who played for me at Penn State, his father and I and one other gentleman founded the amateur Penguin Youth Hockey Association travel team. Well, that over the years morphed into the Pens Elite. And when Matt DiMarcico scores the game-winning goal, I'm sitting there going, this is amazing, because he played for the Pens Elite, which, you know, a bunch of us had a hand in starting. I coached the old Junior Penguins team, and it just brought so much happiness and joy. And, again, the number of texts and phone calls and emails that I've gotten, you know, from people all across, it's just amazing. And again, it's like, hey, wait, I got nothing to do with this. These kids, you know, it's great that we built the building and got the program started. Don't forget, this doesn't happen without those kids and what they've done. And that needs to be the story that, you know, because, again, I don't want them to think about a legacy. I want them to stay focused, you know, keep winning. This story isn't over yet.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Leadership and chemistry and some top-notch school tending doesn't hurt either. I tell you, and I know, you know, guys talked about what a great locker room player he is, and how well he is fit in, and the guys love him. But man, Joe, he is also just, I mean, some of those goals in that third period in overtime against UConn, I mean, that was next level stuff.
Well, a behind the back, no look pass.
That's pretty good too.
As the old saying goes, you know, top shelf where mama keeps the good cookies. You know, everybody asked me, I said, you know, there's a euphoric feeling, you know, and it's not one of excessive pride. It really, the way I describe it is joy. It's just pure joy to see these kids. And, you know, I'm involved with a fellowship of Christian athletes down here. And I will tell you that when I was there for Alumni Weekend, and after the game, I saw eight of the Penn State players, led by Sergey, the goalie, at center ice, kneeling down, praying at center ice. That just, like, to me, it was like, this is magical stuff, you know, because I'm blessed. I get to work with all these high school and local college kids in a bunch of different sports. So it feels like I'm back to coaching again, and it's all about life skills and helping these people have kind of a moral compass. And, you know, I just this morning led a Bible study for the May River High School coaches, and, you know, there's not a hockey coach in the room. It's wrestling, it's golf, it's football, it's basketball, it's soccer. We even have the leader of the band, you know. So for me, that seeing that and feeling so connected to it in that regard, that meant a lot to me too. And just again, it comes back to the way Guy runs the program. They show class. They get out in the community, like you said. This is just such a feel good story, and I just hope and pray that, you know, things go our way. But if they don't, you know what? It's great. I sent God grant us health, our share of the bounces.
It feels like just like that, here's Ovechkin. How remarkable is that accomplishment?
Well, I'm with you, Jeff. I never thought that was one of those records, you know, kind of never going to be broken. And I give Ovechkin so much credit, because when the game before, they were winning by a goal, and, you know, I can't remember who they played, but they could have pulled the other team pulled the goalie, and they could have put him out in the final minute, and his record-breaking goal could have been an empty net goal. And he refused. He said, nope, coach, I don't want to go on the ice.
Yeah.
I don't want that record to be broken with an empty net goal. And then, of course, the goal he scores to break the record is just prototypical Ovechkin. And, you know, I didn't like him very much when he first, you know, because I'm a Penguins guy, right? And
right there with you.
You see the respect that Sidney Crosby and he, those battles between the Penguins and the Capitals, you know, in the 2000s, you know, those were special times. And I feel good about him. I think he's been a good representative of the NHL and his family, and, you know, and the ceremony that they did was terrific. And you know, it was all classy. I think it was like when Marc-Andre Fleury, the Flower, played his final game in the, you know, against Washington, Ovechkin made his whole team come back out on the ice and applaud and shake hands with Marc-Andre Fleury. That's leadership right there.
No doubt about it. Joe, really, really appreciate the time. Are you watching the game, I guess, at a hotel or at a restaurant on the way up or what?
No, we're still, another God incident. One of my best friends, former Penn State hockey teammates, Glenda Stefano, his wife, Donna, they have a house here. They have, their furniture hasn't arrived yet. So they're staying with us. And we're going to watch, I'm going to get to watch the game with one of my best hockey buddies in the world. And I, you know, so I can't be there. I wish I could be. But you know what? I'm going to just live vicariously through my former teammates that I know are going to the game. And you know what? It's going to be amazing. And, you know, I hope that the guys bring your A game. And then whatever happens, happens, but play your best hockey, and we'll see how they do.
Yep, let's let it fly and have some fun. Joe, I cannot thank you enough for the time. Appreciate it, and good luck in the softball games.
All right, Jeff, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. That is the great Joe Bautista joining us as he gets ready for some personal competition this weekend with his softball team. And then also, obviously, we're all getting ready for what is going to be an historic night for Penn State hockey as the Nittany Lions take on Boston University in the Frozen Four in St. Louis tonight. Man, I'm telling you, I get goosebumps talking to Joe. We had goosebumps talking with Guy Gadowski last week on the Goon and Ironhead show. It's just going to be special. Special stuff tonight, 8:30, Penn State in Boston. And if they don't win and they let it fly tonight, I think you can live with that. But boy, it'd be nice to get to the title game. We have some open phone time coming up.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCutchen has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game, all season long, brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
The Jolly Roger!
The Center Hall Farm Store is ready to meet all of your feed needs. Whether you're feeding livestock, pets, wildlife, or birds, stop in and let the Center Hall Farm Store provide the best food options for the animals in your life. And with winter coming, now is the time to stock up on wood pellets from the Center Hall Farm Store. Check them out in person at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall or online at centerhallfarmstore.com. That's centerhallfarmstore.com. 110 Allison Street in Center Hall.
the Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority is proud to support local sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Check out our website at centercountyrecycles.org for employment opportunities, upcoming events, the authority's newsletter, and details on what can and can't be recycled, as well as updated schedules. That's centercountyrecycles.org. Once again, the website is centercountyrecycles.org.
It's the Kubota Orange Day sales event at Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Friday, April 11th, 8 to 5. Saturday, April 12th from 8 till noon, test drive equipment. Get the best deals of the season. Get 10% off all in-stock parts, along with door prizes and giveaways. And do not forget the pancake breakfast from 8 to 11 both days. The Kubota Orange Day sales event features zero down, 0% APR for 84 months on select Kubota models. On some models, you can save up to $3,500 with cash purchase. Just ask the Kubota experts at your destination for Kubota. Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Mark the dates on your calendar for the Kubota Orange Day sales event of the year, April 11th from 8 to 5 and the 12th from 8 till noon. Daughter Equipment, your destination for Kubota. 0% APR financing now through 6/30/2025. See Daughter Equipment just south of Mill Hall on Route 64 or go to KubotaUSA.com. For more information.
The Fox. Get up and get going with the Happy Valleys. 98.7 The Fox.
Well, we have a couple of shorter segments coming up now this morning. Again, wanted to get as much time with Joe Bautista as we could ahead of his big softball practice this morning with his tournament coming up tomorrow and Saturday. Again, Penn State hockey coming up tonight in the national semifinals against Boston University. We'll have both of the semifinal games starting at 4:45 for you here on Sports Radio 98.7. The Fox. Interesting story. I would say to go back to Scott's, can you go too far with something? I think this is too far, but I'm curious. I'm listening to some discussions and debates about this situation in Florida. I still don't have the details, and it matters, I think, potentially, at least slightly to me, what the actual names are, and I understand why they're being withheld, but I think it is part of the story here. Here is the story, and I'm getting this story, again, this is out there everywhere. I think this is a Washington Post, Washington Post article, and I am one of those that does believe that the overwhelming majority of us, and I do understand there are also unique circumstances where you were born without male or female genitalia, and there are rare occasions where people are born with both. So I'll note those exceptions because folks always seem to want to go to that, but generally speaking, there are two sexes. There's the male sex and the female sex. And I understand the Florida law as far as it goes. I do think this is going too far myself. This is the story. A Florida high school teacher lost her job after she called a student by an alternative name that the student wanted to be called, but the teacher called the student, I almost said him, I don't want to, almost called the student, did call the student the alternative name that the student wanted to be called, but the teacher did this without parental permission. And now this is becoming, as you might imagine, a lightning rod situation. And I think her losing her job over this, again, my opinion, I think we're going too far. According to the Washington Post story, this is the first time that a teacher has lost his or her job as a result of this Florida law. The policy in Florida, that the intention here, right, and I don't think it's an unreasonable intention myself, is that you don't want teachers doing things that are directly against parents' wishes. And there's going to be caveats here because I can already hear, all right, well, the parents want the kids to be abused and they're beating them at home. Okay, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about parents wanting to raise their kids a certain way. And, yep, there's debate there. I get it as far as it goes. But you don't want schools going directly against parents' wishes. And generally speaking, I can support that. I think having a teacher who is otherwise, by all accounts, doing a good job teaching the course material properly, the fact that they're using a name that the student wants them to use, but the parents don't want the kiddo to use. I mean, it is unfortunate to me that we even have these situations, the parents and kiddos, and some people are going to say, well, the kiddo is clearly in the wrong here. Some are going to say the parents are clearly in the wrong. Whatever. The teacher is just trying to be respectful of the kiddo. This is my interpretation. And I don't think this is like a middle finger to the parents of the kiddo. It's just if you're trying to teach the kid whatever the subject is, and I think you're trying to make it as easy as you can for that to occur. Melissa Calhoun is the teacher from Brevard County, where she had been teaching for 11 years when she, again, called a student. And I don't know the names, and I think there I can't find, maybe there's a story out there that has the names that were used, the first name, but I haven't been able to find it. Potentially that could be a factor here, depending on how outlandish potentially a name could be, or, but generally speaking, if it's just, somebody went from Cindy to Steve, I just, in the overall scheme of things, I'm not sure this is, I don't know that we're doing a service to the students or the parents by firing a teacher over this. Again, this is just one person's opinion. I think this is going too far. What the rule is in Florida is that school staff, teachers, and other staff members at schools cannot deviate from the legal names of the students without written parental permission. From the story here, the rule applies to students who choose an alternative name because of a change in gender identity, as well as those who might want to use a nickname. In this case, Calhoun was respecting the wishes of a student whose legal name is associated with a girl's name, and this according to a person familiar with the situation. One of the student's parents complained to the school district, which investigated the matter. The teacher admitted to knowingly using an alternative name without permission. And according to the story, this directly violates state law and district procedures. And the teacher received a letter of reprimand and was told last week that her annual contract, which is up in May, will not be renewed, although she is being permitted to finish out the school year. Again, I think, personally, I think that's going a step too far. Now, if I can you not, could we not just get to the point where you're not using the name? Hey, you, come over here. Let's go over this problem. Would that alleviate it if we could do that without offending anybody? I don't know. We're just living in weird times. We're coming right back.
The Fox. This is the Fox. Get the feeling. Whoa. This is the Fox.
Finally, the soundtrack of summer is returning to the airwaves here in Happy Valley. And it's doing so right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This year's Pittsburgh Pirates offer a mix of veteran stars.
Andrew McCormick has won it! They're going crazy! The Pirates have won this game!
And perhaps baseball's newest shining star.
The 2-2. He got him, and he's done it again. Paul Skeens finishes strong.
Every game all season long brings the promise of new excitement.
The Bucks walk it off in grand fashion.
Don't miss the action of Pirates baseball this season. The Buccos are back here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Raise the Jolly Roger!
Your home for local sports. We are Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. This spring we'll have live coverage of Center County baseball and softball. With the long, strong traditions of great players and great teams in our area, you can follow this season from opening day through the state championship. All right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. We wish all of the local athletes the best of luck in the upcoming season. Stay tuned for more local sports right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
When winter's at its worst, snowplow professionals need the best. That's why your local Boss dealer has the ultimate lineup of snow and ice solutions you need. Front to back, Boss leads with advanced truck plows and spreaders, compact equipment, heavy equipment, and time-saving tools to clear any surface area. Keep them open with a Boss snowplow, built to back you up.
Maxwell Truck and Equipment, 1705 East Trout Road, State College. Call them at 814-234-2672.
Lycoming Supply Incorporated, located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, is looking to hire numerous carpenters, laborers, and operators starting immediately for the construction season. Lycoming Supply is a reputable contractor that has been in business since 1948 and is family-owned. Lycoming Supply specializes in building bridges, box culverts, and also performs demolition work throughout the mid-state region. Having a CDL is preferred but not necessary. Stop by their office located at 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport and fill out an application and have two forms of ID ready. Lycoming Supply is an EEO employer. You may mail a resume or visit their office at Lycoming Supply, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. for more information. Lycoming Supply Incorporated, 801 Beaver Street in Williamsport, or you may call them at 570-322-6054 today.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With Cloud Fax Solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure, shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
Get going with the Happy Valley, 98.7 The Fox.
one final segment here on a Thursday morning. Jeff Byers with you. You can call me Ironhead, and you can call me at 814-954-7266 as we get ready for Penn State hockey tonight. The Nittany Lions taking on Boston University in the Frozen Four. Accident yesterday shutting down the southbound lanes of I-99 in the Grays Woods area. Lanes were closed for a little over 2 hours after a crash yesterday at about 12:30. Everything was rerouted at the Grays Woods exit, and little inconvenience for folks there. Don't have a lot of details yet on the accident, the crash from yesterday, but again, a little inconvenience, and people were able to get back to normal right around 3 o'clock yesterday. Again, the Masters is underway. I love that tournament. I'm not a golf aficionado. I love watching the majors, but this is a special tournament, and it's a special weekend. Just feels like we're kind of officially now into the spring year, although you certainly would not know it with what Mother Nature is providing here locally. Joe Baugh did say that the weather down in Florida is marvelous in the low 70s. So they are enjoying better weather there, not surprisingly, than what we have here. But we have the Masters underway in Augusta, and then, of course, again, Penn State hockey tonight. And, man, just fired up for it, ready to see if the Nittany Lions can overcome one more hurdle. Again, no question that Penn State is the underdog. If you're seeding these four teams, Penn State would be the four seed out of the four teams involved here this weekend. But this team has been overcoming the odds since early January, and it just, I don't know, feels like something special is still left in the tank here for guys' squad. So very much looking forward to it. All right, let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hi, Jeff. This is Chuck O calling in.
Hey, Chuck. How are you?
That was the greatest conversation that they had with Joe Baugh.
He is.
And that guy,
yeah.
I met him through his kid's baseball team, and that guy is just incredible to be around. And I thought it was the funniest thing when he was talking about Guy Gadowski and taking his tooth out. I think this is more than one tooth that he takes out, because I've seen it, and it's the funniest thing to see it, because he's such a good-looking guy. I mean, he takes out the two front teeth, and he looks so funny.
Yep.
I think it's an intimidation thing. Anyway, it was great, and it would have been nice to also mention that Terry Pegula, there was another team that he brought there, which is the women's team, and I think that's great for Penn State to have both, you know, just a class. I don't really know much about the girls team, but, yeah, what a great conversation that is with that guy. And I've met his Heidi, his wife, and just a wonderful, happy man.
Yes, just an amazing family. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Chuck, and great to hear from you. And yeah, Joe Baugh is just an iconic figure, and for very good reason. Just lives his life right, spreads the right messages, and certainly has left a lasting impact on Oh, I can't think of anybody that would have met him that he hasn't had a positive impact on. And just a wonderful perspective on what leadership is and how to kind of cultivate that in young people. And yeah, we need more Joe Baz out there in the world, and he continues to do good work, as he was talking about in I think I would call it semi retirement for Mr. Batista. But yep, wonderful to talk to him. We got to get him on just as a more frequent regular guest, because again, he just has I think just a good perspective on everything. And obviously we wanted to get him on to talk about hockey, but even with that, can't help but delve into some of the other things that are going on out there in the world, some of the other things that are of interest to him, and I think just in society, getting young people, just giving them that little help to pull in the right direction is a big deal. And it's part of why, I think Guy Gadowski's having the success he is with the hockey program. I know it's a big part of why Kale Sanderson's having the success he is with the wrestling program. And it really is just having that big picture perspective on what is really important and what the role is as a coach when it comes to helping young people. And, the winning really is the byproduct of focusing on other things than winning. And I think that's still a big part of the equation. And it's just, success in life. I think the more you hear or talk with successful people in any field, it's the discipline and the way they live their life that the success is the byproduct. It's not that they're focused on being quote unquote successful. They're focused on doing the best they can, doing the right thing day after day. We hope you do the right thing. Have a great day and tune in tomorrow.
Would you like to profit from Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox? If you have sales experience, we're looking for new team members to spread the word to local businesses about 98.7 The Fox. Sell advertising with a lot of potential from all of our Fox programs, Pittsburgh Pirates baseball, and live sports events focused right here in Center County. For more information, contact manager Sam Jordan.